Joining us on the line is the Minister for Māori Development, of course, Minister for Conservation, Tama Pōtaka. Welcome, Tama. Oh, I think we have him. Tama, can you hear us?
Kia ora, brother.
There we go.
Good health to you, my brother.
We've just given you an awesome introduction. But I was just saying, it's not all fire and brimstone. There's some really good stuff in there for Te Ao Māori as well. Te Māori is getting a bit of investment. Iwi Māori Radio, what are your thoughts on the budget?
Well, this budget's all about long-term resilience, practical outcomes and careful stewardship. And those things really resonate in our long-term view of the world as Māori and Te Ao Māori. Clearly, we've got a path to get the surplus back and humming again and to reduce debt over time. Those two things are really, really important to the fiscal security and fiscal responsibility of the country. But we've also made huge investments into health. You know, the importance of getting our kids immunised, the importance of a place like Whangarei getting a new ward tower where there are many thousands, tens of thousands of Māori live up that part of the country, Hawke's Bay ditto. Those things are massive in terms of deploying and delivering key government support for the health and well-being of our people. And fortunately and welcomingly, had a couple of announcements also about broadcasting in Te Reo Māori and also Te Māori.
Well, I mean, if I can just stay on Te Reo Māori for a moment, I mean, because the criticism has been that over the current term of government, that the government has engendered this approach, I guess, of suppressing Te Reo Māori, and yet here we have this investment that's investing in more, whether it be Māori media, whether it be promoting Māori culture through Te Māori. I mean, I'm old enough to remember the exhibition. It was awesome. I mean, is this what we're doing now, where we're kind of like having to choose a side of either left or right, when somehow we forget that a lot of our whānau, a lot of Māori are in smack in the centre?
Most of our whānau want to see our culture develop and evolve, and also sit alongside society, the environment and the economy. If we can use our culture as a springboard to exports, to trade, to both health and wealth and well-being across our whānau, in my view, that's a great thing. In relation to Te Reo Māori, we recognise that the Crown has an active obligation to protect and support Te Reo Māori. We do that in a variety of ways, like Te Matatini, massive investment a couple of years ago, $48 million. And now, of course, additional money to strengthen the baseline funding for Māori broadcasting. It's something that's important to us. We believe in Reo and culture. And certainly at a personal level, I absolutely welcome and tautoko people using Te Reo Māori as members of Parliament in the whare. And you would have heard me at times, if you take notice, sometimes at 2 to 3 on question time, I do use Te Reo Māori.
Absolutely. I must admit, we were hoping to see an investment into the New Zealand Olympic Committee so we could start promoting New Zealand as a destination for the next Olympics, so we could see Kapahaka and Wakaama be deservedly at the international spotlight they so needed to be. I'm being naughty now, of course.
Te Reo Māori and Te Ao Māori are very, very distinct features of Aotearoa New Zealand. They make us unique alongside some of our iconic and wondrous landscapes and other things. And I just look at that and say that's something for us to not only celebrate and also drive through the mainstream, increase the number of Reo Māori speakers, but use it as a platform for health and wealth. Use Te Māori as a way to get out and showcase the best of who we are. And the best of who we are the best in the world. Just think of all the Māori involved in the film industry, both as actors, actresses and producers, people like my whanaunga Cliff Curtis. Think of all the people involved in fashion like Kitty Nathan Kahui. And Te Māori, it's like the cultural Olympics of the world for our people. So we're looking forward to support Te Māori Manaaki Taonga Trust, and actually reach out to people like New Zealand Mackie, reach out to people like Te Aratini and others who have got that global aspiration to take our culture again to the world, as our tupuna did in the 1830s, 40s, 50s, as our mātua did, people like Tā Tāmiti Reedy and Karapuketapu in the 1970s and 80s, and what we can do today to build on that legacy.
Yeah, kia ora, Minister. We're looking at some of the biggest losers here in the budget, as there is always winners and losers. We're seeing children in poverty, state tenants and students. They're required to lose $780 million. For those who are doing it tough right now, who are being asked to pay for more, what would you say to those?
Well, I think it's difficult to hear you characterise as winners, people as winners and losers. I think that there's some very tough decisions that have to be made to ensure the security and prosperity of Aotearoa New Zealand are not only preserved, but also enhanced. In terms of students, there's a huge investment in education, whether or not it's the package to strengthen teaching and learning, or the mahi around structured literacy, reducing the cost of buildings so we can deploy more buildings. I think it's nearly $500 million to redevelop up to 10 schools and another 250 or so classrooms and healthy school lunches and a range of initiatives. Now at university in the OECD, my understanding is we have the most highly subsidised tertiary education in the world. That doesn't mean that it's easy for people, but we do have a high level of subsidy. And we're coming behind that and saying, well, actually, there's some people that don't quite make it with their qualifications, support youth guarantees for another 1,000 people. There's some people who want to go down the trades pathway. Let's support them and double the number of trades academy places to 20,000. So I think in terms of the education space, you can see the direction of travel that Ministers Stanford and Simmons have taken. And I'd love to see more export education with people from overseas coming here to learn about our culture, to learn about our reo, and to go through the wānanga or the university pathways to do that. And that's part of the Te Māori initiative, actually, is to promote export education. So I think that it's important to see where we're heading in terms of the government direction, but I also recognise that some people are doing it very tough, and we have to do things better in that space as well, whether or not it's housing or social welfare or even education.
Minister, last question from me. I should call you Minister now because I've learned to listen in etiquette from my colleague. I think he's about to kick me. Hey, I spoke to Tracy Hopapa this morning about the Māori economy and her aspiration for the budget for this year. Did we maybe miss an opportunity to power up the Māori economy, to invest further in it or strengthen it? Because it seems as if the Māori economy is definitely one of the big green shoots out there at the moment. I mean, just the stuff that people like Peter Ratahi Cross do and so on and so forth. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity there, right?
I'd like to call it blue shoots, but absolutely. We've done some things around the Māori economy in the last couple of years, whether or not it's investing in geothermal on some of the fields down the Taupo Economic Zone with Tauhara North Number 2, supporting, of course, the Kawarau Tūwhare Tor, Ki Kawarau geothermal investment with Eastland and Obayashi from Japan. We're supporting a range of economic initiatives through the Regional Infrastructure Fund, through the Māori Development Fund, and of course this pathway to Māori is really to emphasise that the creators and artists who are at that gritty edge of Māori entrepreneurial aspiration can actually springboard a lot of others like agribusiness and others into the European market through what we're describing with Te Māori too. So absolutely, I would like to get more pūtea flowing through the Māori economy, but make sure it's credible and, of course, get the Minister of Finance to support. This is what she's done this year, and I look forward to future years to seeing what we can do.
Absolutely. Hey, we know you've got to get going because it's a busy, busy day.
Thank you.
So, Minister Tamaki Pōtaka, thank you very much for joining us.
Tēnā koutou. Ngā mihi.
See, Bomber, I mean, I'm really interested to find out now what the pathway to 2728 looks like, because if the economy is on the precipice, and I do believe it is, then that Māori economy side of things, Tracy Hopapa was talking about this morning, has got to be the lighthouse on the hill, as far as I'm concerned.
It's difficult, isn't it, for the political right, because they have sold themselves on being anti-treaty, anti-Māori. We're not going to do any deals. We're not doing any co-governance. There's no co-governance. Well, you've got this huge Māori economy that has all of this asset, that has all this money. If you're not going to work with them in co-governance and actually get these things
I mean, I don't really want to co-govern with a pack of half-wits. And I say that, the supposition is that we desperately want to co-govern with some of these people. I wouldn't go into business with some of these scoundrels if you paid me. And talking about, not scoundrels, but talking about going into business,